كنيسة ماري مرقس القبطية الأرثوذكسية بمونتريال كندا، مؤتمر العائلات الثاني، مايو 9 سنة 99، سانت مارك كوبتيك أرثوذكس تشيرش مونتريال، The Second Conference of the Family، May 9th, 1999. This is the second in a group of two spiritual topics by Dr. Nabil Ba'i during the Conference of the Family. It was the Sermon of the Mass on Sunday, May 9th, the last day of the conference, which coincided also with Mother's Day. The reading of the Gospel was from St. John's on I Am the Light of the World. Hence, the sermon was titled Mothers Who Walk in the Light. It addresses the topic of motherhood in Christianity. هذه المحاضرة هي الثانية من محاضرتين في مواضيع روحية وقد ألقيت في قداس يوم الأحد بكنيسة ماري مرقس في اليوم الأخير من المؤتمر مايو 9 99، التي وافقت أيضا عيد الأم، وكانت القراءة عن أنا هو نور العالم. وكان موضوع المحاضرة الأمهات الذين يسيرون في النور أو الأمومة في المسيحية.
بسم الله الأب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين.
زي ما أنتوا كلكم عارفين الخمسين المقدسة سبع أسابيع كلها بتتكلم على الحياة الأبدية. The seven Sundays of the Pentecost days, the Bible, the Gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, and all of them, they are explaining to us eternity, eternal life. And you'll go through them very fast. The first Sunday was about the source of life, faith in Jesus Christ. And the second Sunday was the bread of life. Was also Jesus Christ. Life, I mean eternal life. And the third Sunday was the water of life, a Samaritan woman. And the water of life is Jesus Christ. And today, the fourth Sunday, is the light of life. And He is the light of this life and eternal life. Next Sunday, fifth Sunday, He is the way, the truth, and life. And sixth Sunday, He will be the peace of life. Seventh Sunday, He will send to us the spirit of life. أول حد كان مصدر الحياة الإيمان بالمسيح. مصدر الحياة حد توما. تاني حد كان خبز الحياة. تالت حد ماء الحياة. رابع حد النهاردة نور الحياة. الخامس هو الطريق والحق والحياة. السادس هو السلام، سلام الحياة. وآخر أسبوع اللي هو عيد حلول الروح القدس نتكلم على روح الحياة. For a long, long time it did not happen as today, that today is Sunday of the light. Sunday of the light. أسبوع الحد ده حد النور. And at the same time is Mother Day, عيد الأم. It could be, it comes every few years. But what's happening today is It's the feast of the Mother of Light. عيد الست العذراء أم النور. So just look, Mother of Light, Mother's Day, and the feast or Sunday of Light. It could be a coincidence, but I'm delighted that this coincidence happened today while I'm with you here in Montreal. So, I will meditate with you about three main parts. The first part, the light. The second part, God as a mother. And the third part, mothers in the darkness and mothers in the light. هتكلم على ثلاث أجزاء. أول جزء النور. ثاني جزء الله كأم. ثالث جزء أمهات في الظلمة وأمهات في النور. There are going to be too many stories today. في قصص كتير قوي هتسمعوها النهارده. The gospel reading from St. John chapter 12, verse 35-50. For a little while longer, for a short while, the light is with you. Walk in the light as long as you have the light, lest darkness will overtake you. النور معكم زمانا يسيرا بعد تسيروا في النور ما دام لكم النور لئلا يدرككم الظلام. We know the light is Jesus Christ, but what is darkness? Could be the life of sin or the grave, the graveyard. It's coming so soon, nobody knows when. So as long as we have the light, we have to be in the light. So we're speaking about the light will be here in the world in a very short time, earthly life. And I have to walk with Christ, or else, number three, I will be in the darkness soon also. Then, fourth and fifth point, if you have the light and believe in the light, you will be sons of light. ما دام لكم النور آمنوا بالنور لتصيروا إيه؟ تصيروا إيه؟ أبناء النور. أبناء النور. So everyone in this morning, he has to discern whether he is a son of light or son of darkness. Because it's mentioned so clearly in the first epistle of St. John, chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, about what's meant by hating your brother and saying that I am in the light. No, you are in the darkness. And you don't know to where you are going because you are blinded by the darkness of hate. Light means to love everybody. So if anyone here had any hatred to anyone, it means that he is walking in the darkness. And he does not know to where he's going because his sight in our eyes are blinded. ما فيش اي حد يقول ان هو ماشي في النور او ابن النور اذا كان بيكره بعض الناس. ما بيحبش. بيكره. قديس يوحنا رسالته الاولى صح الثاني من 8 ل 11 بيشرح في الايات ديت ما حدش يقول انا ماشي في النور وبيبغض أخاه. اللي بيبغض أخاه ده عايش في الظلمة لا يعلم لأين يمضي والظلمة قد إيه؟ عملت إيه في عينيه؟ قد أعمت عينيه. يقصد بالعينين العينين الداخلية البصيرة لدرجة أنه مش عارف يقول إيه؟ ده يستاهل. ده يستاهل يحصل لها كده. ما تتحبش. Because he or she is blinded. إحنا عميانين. And then the same gospel reading is speaking about some rulers who believed in Christ as the light, but they did not confess his name because they preferred the praise of men than the praise of God. بعض الرؤساء آمنوا بالمسيح لكنهم لم يعترفوا به خوفا من اليهود عشان طلعوهم برا المجمع. ليه؟ لأنهم أحبوا مجد الناس أكثر من مجد الله. Do we do it? Sometimes we prefer the glory of men and forget about our position as sons of light. Look for your behavior, what you are doing at your home, what you are doing in your fun time. Are you really after the praise of your peers, the praise of your friends? Are you after the glory of men? If you will take the glory of men, you lost it. You lost the glory of God. It's either light or darkness, nothing in the middle. And I'm afraid, sometimes psychologically we say this is dichotomous thinking, but in the spiritual life, either light or darkness, either Christ or evil ways, nothing in the middle. But some will tell me, no, we are in the middle. Those who are in the middle are with who? With Christ or Satan? Tell me. Those who are saying, no, we are in the middle. It means we're not that bad. يا إما في عندنا النور يا إما الظلمة. يا نور يا ظلمة. النور المسيح، الظلمة اللي هي حياة الشر. ما فيش حاجة في النص. بعض الناس يقول لا 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 أنا مش عايش في حياة الشر. أمال إيه؟ أنا مش قادر مع المسيح وبس ما أقدرش أقول إن أنا شرير. أمال أنت إيه؟ أنا بين البينين. بين البينين ده يعني إيه؟ يعني في الشر. إما معي أو علي، تجمع معي أو تفرق. The first of the commandment God gave in His creation in Genesis 1 was Genesis 1 verse 3. What was that? Everything was dark. Everything was so dark. But Christ did not like, because He is light. So He commanded to be light. Be light. There will be light. And once light appeared on the earth, then we know that now we have evening and we have morning, and it was the first day. So if you are sons of the day, sons of the light, you have to differentiate between yourself and children of darkness. أول أمر ربنا قال يكن نور في تكوين 1:3 يكن نور، لأنه ما حبش الظلمة. دائما الظلمة رمز للشرير. وكان مساء وكان صباح يوما واحدا، أول يوم أو ما ظهرت الطبيعة ابتدت تتقسم إلى أيام لما ربنا حط النور. نبقى confused في حياتنا. We'll be so confused if we don't know the difference between the light and the darkness. Order will come day after day if we know how to discern between darkness and light. Many of us are so confused. Look for your TV, for your computer, for your lovely friends. You don't know. You don't know how to differentiate between them, whether they are light or darkness, because you are confused. كتير قوي ما نعرفش نفرق بين النور والظلمة. مع انها واضحة جدا. اللي عايش في النور يعرف النور، واللي عايش في الظلمة النور بيعمي عينيه. النور blind the eyes of the one who's accustomed to live in the darkness. اللي متعود يعيش في الظلمة يطلع للشمس بره والنور يتعب. عشان كده حاولوا تفرزهم في حياتكم. اتنقل نقطة ثانية. مش هخش في الحكايات اللي هتعجبكم يعني. God described himself as a mother. God who is a father described himself as a mother. He took from the characters of motherhood which we know here to mother us. And this is an acknowledgement for all the mothers. ربنا استلف لفظ أم وصفات الأم عشان يورينا قد إيه الأمهات مهمين وقد إيه عظمة الأمهات، مع إن هو أب. شوف المثال، إن الله أبونا كلنا، نقول أبانا الذي في السماوات، our father art in heaven، but still he described himself being a mother. In Isaiah 49 and Isaiah 66. Isaiah 49 verse 15 and 16 and in Isaiah 66 verse 12 and 13. And he describes characters of motherhood, which we are going to see today. Can a woman forget about her nursing baby and do not have a compassion on the son of her womb? Surely you could forget, but I will not forget about you. I have inscribed your name on the palm of my hand, and your walls are before me. هل تنسى المرأة رضيعها ولا ترحم ابن بطنها حتى هؤلاء ينسينا وأنا لا أنساك أيتها النفس. على كفي نقشتك، أسوارك أمامي دائما. What does it mean? If everybody will forget about you, if everybody will neglect you, there's only one who will always look after you and care for you, like the best mother. Even if your mother will forget about you, he will not forget about you. Why? Because he has inscribed your name by the nail in his hand, by his blood. Your lovely name is inscribed by his blood in his hand. He's always looking at you. And your protection, the walls, your protection is his concern. الأسوار اللي هي الحماية بتاعتنا، اسمنا مكتوب بالدم على إيده. إذا الكل إنسانة، لو إحنا ملناش أم، if we have lost our mother, we have the best mother, God himself. So supposedly mothers do not forget about their own children. And supposedly mothers shed their blood for their own children. And supposedly mothers are keen about the protection of their children, but not over protection, just protection. They let them grow. الأمهات مفروض ما ينسوش ولادهم، ومفروض إن هم بيبصوا دايما لحمايتهم، ودايما يضحوا بدمهم من أجلهم، من أجل أولادهم. Moving to Isaiah 66. What the mother can do and God is not doing. He's talking about what the mother usually does for her children. God is saying in verse 12, here I am sending my peace like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Mothers, their concern is to give you peace, to surround you with peace and security. And also, they are delighted, mothers, if you live glorious, if all the glory of the world and heaven will be yours, my son, you'll be so delighted. You will be nursed. You will be carried on the arms. You will be dandled on the knees. And as a man who is comforted by his mother, I comfort you. And in Jerusalem, I will comfort you. ترضعون وعلى الأيدي تحملون وعلى الركبتين تدللون كإنسان تعزيه أمه ها أنا أيضا أعزيكم وفي أورشليم تعزون. أورشليم اللي قلبكم أو أورشليم السمعية. Then mothers, their function as a mother, the verb mothering include the following. Number one, they don't forget about their own children. About themselves, yes, they are not self-centered. They are so focused on caring about their own children. Number two, they could shed their blood for the sake of their own children. Number three, their concern is the protection of their children, to feel protected. And number four, their concern is the peace, a peaceful life for their own children. They don't disturb them. They don't raise hell for them around them in their life, but their concern is to have calmness and peace in their life. And I don't know which number. Their concern to live a glorious life and to comfort anyone who's tired. A mother comfort. And God described himself as a mother comforting. And mothers, their main concern for us to be comforted in the heavenly Jerusalem. They take us by hand to reach heavenly Jerusalem. الأمهات بيعملوا حياة كتير قوي، لكن أهمهم، هيكم الآخر الأول يعني، أهمهم إنه بيعزونا، بيريحونا، بيريحوا قلبنا لغاية ما ياخدونا بإيدنا يوصلونا أورشليم السماوية. وبيعزونا في الأرض، يفضلوا ورانا بصلاتهم لغاية ما نروح السماء. وهم في السماء يصلوا عشاننا، عشان نوصل للأبدية. ما أجمل الأمهات. If I could kneel and worship God as a mother, I kneel and worship motherhood of any mother. إذا كنت أنا بركع قدام ربنا وأصلي، ممكن أركع قدام الأمومة بتاعت أي أم. We need to send an attribute always to mothers. ربنا يخليهم. وندي تقدير باستمرار لأمهاتنا. The mother is a school of virtues. الأم مدرسة فضائل. She's teaching everybody around her virtues as an example. This was supposed to be a school for virtues, teaching her children and even her husband, because she could mother her husband, virtues. يا ترى أيتها الأم أنت مدرسة فضائل بتعلمي عيالك وجوزك الفضائل كقدوة؟ أيتها الأم ماذا تعلمتي في حياتك من أسرتك ومن كنيستك؟ وماذا تعلمين؟ Mothers, what did you learn? And what are you teaching? Think of this question. أيتها الأمهات، أيتها الأم، ماذا تعلمتي وماذا علمتي؟ لغاية دلوقتي. حساب نفس. Do you think there are mothers who were living in the darkness and mothers who are living in the light? Yes. One of the most famous mothers, our main mother Eve, she lived for an important time of her life in the darkness, and the result, we were dismissed from the paradise. And even she persuaded Adam, her husband, to go with her, to disobey God. Unfortunately, in that incident, she was a bad example of a mother. أمنا حواء الأم الأولى في لحظات الضعف كانت أم عايشة في الظلمة مش في النور. خرجت بره الفردوس وأغوت وخرجت معاها الراجل بتاعها الراجل بتاعها كان زي الدلدول كده يعني، ما قالت له يلا راح طالع. Of course it does not excuse Adam, does not justify, but Adam was maybe wimpy for some time in his character. Adam كان شخشيخة في ايد حواء في الاول. قالت له يلا نطلع ما طلعش ربنا طاوع. شو تأثير الأمهات بقى والزوجات. Another one, Rebecca, Rifqa. What did she do for Jacob and Esau? She preferred one more than the other. She caused a schism in the family. Jacob was fleeing, escaping from Esau many, many years. She was the reason by her deceit to raise that animosity between the two. Is that a wisdom? And the result was Jacob's favorite son was also taken from him, and animosity between the children of Jacob and Joseph. Rifqa, مرات إسحاق بخديعة معينة وبعدم حكمة فضلت واحد على واحد، وبخديعة نتج عنها ان يعقوب كان هربان من وجه يسوع، وربنا يطلع في الاخر ليعقوب ايه؟ ابنه يتخطف، ابن المحبوب يوسف، وتبقى عداوة في بيته على طول بين ولاده وبين يوسف. An example for mother in the darkness. Another example, which is really a bad example, I don't want you to remember it, and I'm sure you will forget about it. A mother called Asalia, the mother of a king, Ahaziah. This mother mentioned about two or three verses about her in the book of Chronicles. They are saying all her advices were advices of evil to her son, the king. A mother only thinking of the evil, advising the evil. We have some of them. واحد اسمها عساليا أم الملك أحازيا، كل مكتوب عنها آيتين ثلاثة إنها كانت دائما بتنصحه بالشر، بنصحه بالشر. والملك سببت خراب. وفي بعض الأمهات هنا في العالم يعني يحبوا ينصحهم مش تبع كتاب مقدس، ينصحوا بالشر بحكمة عالمية، بمكر ولؤم وحكمة عالمية. خلي بالكم ما تبقوش أمهات ظلمة. أروح لأمهات النور. Let us go to better to mothers of light. Who is the best mother of light? Virgin Mary. Her name is Mother of Light. I think it's needless to talk about Virgin Mary. Everybody knows everything about the life of Saint Mary, and she cares, the Theotokos cares for every one of us, mother for the whole world. And her intercession is before everyone. And she's interceding for every one of us before the throne. And she is, because she carried the light in her, inside her, she is Mother of Light. So, let me go for another one. Did you hear about Saint Futini? Saint Futini is a Samaritan woman. قيسة مريم العادة طبعا دي أمنا كلنا، بتشرف علينا كلنا، أم الكل البشرية. مفيش داعي نتكلم على حياتها، هي أم النور طبعا. أي واحد بتشفع بيها بتتشفع قدام ابنها من أجلنا. القديسة فوتينا، المرأة السامرية. What the name Futini means? Means the one who is able to reflect the light of Christ on others. And it is a saint? Yes, it is a saint. Is she? Yes, she is a saint. Is she a martyr? No. She lived, of course, in the first century. And she has two sons, Victor and Joseph. And After the Pentecost day, they were baptized, and she went with Joseph to North Africa, in Tunisia, where she started to witness for Christ. And many gathered around her, not only from Samaria, but also in Africa, in North Africa. Her son Victor was in the army of Nero, the emperor. And after the martyrdom of St. Peter and St. Paul, Victor was leading a troop of soldiers, and he declared his Christianity. They sent him to South Italy, Victor. And God appeared to him, Christ appeared to him, and he changed his name also to something with the light. I think Fotinus. Saint Fotina has five sisters. All of them went with her, witnessing for Christ. When she heard that Emperor Nero asked for her son to come to him, she left North Africa and went with her other son. And many of the Christians, they went to witness before Nero, the emperor. القديسة فوتينا, المرأة السامرية, اتعملت هي وولديها الاثنين وخمس اخوات بنات. فيكتور كان بيبشر بس كقائد جندي في جيش الرومان. لما ظهر انه مسيحي ابتدوا يعاقبوه. اتبعت لجنوب ايطاليا وهناك قعد يتعرض مع الوالي لمناقشات. فالوالي اسمه سباستيان, الوالي debating with Victor about Christ. God wanted a miracle for Sebastian. Sebastian was blinded because he argued about the nature of Christ and who is that Christ. And then he believed. And the day of his baptism of Sebastian coming out of the baptistry, his eyes were opened again. Then Sebastian became Christian. He went with Victor or Fotinus to the emperor. And all of them gathered there. عند الامبراطور نيرون الولدين وصلوا, and it seems that Victor, الظاهر كان Victor اللي هو فوتينوس كان واخد درجة كهنوتية because he was baptizing, كان بيعمد. في محفل أو مجلس الامبراطور نيرون كلهم أعلنوا إيمانهم بالمسيح, فقرر تعذبهم كالمعتاد. قعد يعذبهم يعني عذابات كثيرة جدا, لكن غريبة السيد المسيح كلهم في الاخر استشهدوا بقطع رقبتهم ما عدا القديسه فوتينا. القديسه فوتينا اتعذبت كتير عذابات غير عاديه. This story I read it in the Greek Synaxarion, not in our Synaxarion. And after a lot of tortures to their bodies, and angels come and heal them. عذابات كتير وملائكة تيجي تشفيهم. For all the women, they cut their breasts, they torture their bodies, and her sister, they binded her to two trees, and the two trees were approximated together, then they left them, then she was torn into two halves, the sister Fotini. And Fotini was witnessing all that without changing her faith. She died in the prison where God left her to witness for him with all the prisoners. So Saint Fotini was a mother. She cared for her two sons till they reached martyrdom. And like her, we have other two Egyptian wives, Egyptian mothers. Mother Dulagi and Mother Rifa or Rebecca. في عندنا أمهات مصريات شهادات, الأم دولاجي والأم رفقة, الست رفقة. But before I will go into their stories, I will mention the story of Saint Thecla. Saint Thecla, she lived in the first century. Saint Paul talked about her, she was living in Iconia. in Syria, and she left to Antioch. Rahat Antakya. She was so pretty, 18 years old. Her mother was atheist, and she, Saint Thecla, she witnessed for Christ. So her mother tried by all means to get her to marry another atheist. She refused. That atheist man, he went after her to Antioch, and he told the ruler there, the governor, that she's Christian. The governor took her. She was 18, 19. And she, since she was so pretty, he asked her for marriage, and she refused. Then what was the punishment? Look for that. The punishment is, in a stadium, in front of everybody, they took all her clothes to be naked completely. And thousands are witnessing that, because they know Christians are fond of their purity. And they let hungry lions and beasts to go and eat her, devour her in front of everybody. قريسة تكلا رفضت الوالي ورفضت كثيرين من الملحدين انه يجوزوها لانها بتحب المسيح. فالوالي قال الحل الوحيد ان احنا نموتها. حطها في استياد كبير قدام الاف وعرها تماما من كل هدوم عليها. ما فيش اي حاجة تسترها. وقفها في نص الاستاديوم عشان كل يبصهم ياكلوها بعنيهم. لانه عارف ان البنات المسيحيات اهم حاجة عندهم الطهارة. وخلى حيوانات جائعة أسود تطلع عليها. What happened? Look for that miracle. God sent a pillar of light to cover her up. Because her body was a temple of the Holy Spirit. So the light covered her completely as if she's in a pillar of light. Nobody was seeing except her feet. As if in a cloud, lighted cloud. And the beast came and they licked her toes. They don't do anything for her. ربنا اللي هو النور الحقيقي مش ممكن بنته تتعرى قدام الجموع دي كلها. بعت عمود نور غطاها بيها. فضل بس رجليها القدمين بتوعها. عشان الناس يشوفهم الأسود الجعانة جاية تلحس صوابع رجليها وتركع تحت المسيح اللي فيها. What was the result? Thousands witnessed for Christ and they were martyred. They did it again for Saint Thecla, another beast, the same pillar of light, same licking. Then snakes, they don't do anything. They crawled under her feet. عملوا معاها تاني نفس الكلام بحيوانات تانية وتعابين سامة والنور يغطيها. قديسة تكلة والنور بتاع ربنا اللي بيستر علينا عورينا. لما حد يحب يعرينا بعينيه، كل بنت حد بيعريها بعينيه اتأكد ان في نور محوطها اذا كانت عايشة مع المسيح. Then every time thousands will believe in Christ. So the best way is to let her go. Because every time they try to torture her, thousands believe. So they let her go. And she went to a cave outside Damascus in the first century, beginning of second century. And she is the first nun known hermit who lived outside Damascus. And in that place now, there is a monastery. And healing occurs because of the life of Saint Thecla. She's not a mother, but she is and she was a mother for the thousands who believed. Because mothering has different meanings. Mother Dulagi, four of her sons. Arianus, the ruler, came to Upper Egypt, killing the Christian. He saw them with a donkey carrying melons from their produce. He asked them, what is that city? What the people are doing here? Who they are worshipping? They told him, all of us are Christian. Upper Egypt was Christian at that time. in the first three centuries. Then they believed and witnessed for Christ. Their mother heard about that. She rushed, "My children, the four sons, I have to support them." She rushed to the new governor and she found the four of them witnessing for Christ. She stayed till they cut their necks in front of her, one by one, in her lap. And finally, they beheaded her, they cut her neck. And she kept the faith, keeping her children, because her goal is eternity. Do not deny Christ. This is the job of the mother. From their fruits, we know whether they are good mothers or not. The same happened to Saint Rifqa. أم دلاج انتوا عارفين ولادها الأربعة كان معاهم حمار شال بطيخ وخارجين بره اسنا وبعدين جه اريانوس بيسألهم انتوا بتعملوا ايه في البلد دي؟ بتعبدوا مين؟ قالوا المسيح طبعا احنا كلنا مسيحيين راح واخدهم أول أربعة في البلد أمهم سمعت قالت لا لازم تثبتهم جينا جاري وقفت معاهم تثبتهم عشان يخلوها كأم تحس أقولها نقطع رقبتهم في حجرك واحد ورا التاني كأم شو مشاعر أم بقت رؤوسهم تقع في حجرها أول ابن وتاني ابن وتالت ابن ورابع ابن عيال كبار and then بعد كده إيه اللي حصل وطت رقبتها وراسها وقعت حجرها وهي قاعدة كلهم استشهدوا في وقت واحد الست رفقة ذا سيم وأولادها الخمسة كان برضو في الصعيد استشهدوا بنفس الطريقة بين هم كانوا راحوا اسكندريه عشان يعذبوهم وبعدين استشهدهم وخدوهم دمنهور وين حاليا ست رفقه في اي بلد دلوقتي؟ في صنباط صنباط اللي هي مركز زفت. And you know miracles are happening from the relics there. Did you hear about Saint Sophia with her three daughters? Same story, supporting their faith. And the names of the three were faith, hope, and love. And they were, I think, 12, 9, or 11, 9, and 7. And the three daughters, young girls, they did not fear to be killed in order to witness and continue. As believers, they preferred their Jesus. And they're 7 years old. And the same, they killed them in front of our eyes. And the three, after killing them, they tore them into pieces. She took the parts and gathered them together. And she hugged the parts and put her head on the parts. And she asked Jesus Christ, "Would you allow me to depart?" And this was in Rome, in Italy. And God allowed Saint Sophia to depart. I will tell you now about a mother who's still living. The last story. القديسة مع صوفيا انتوا عارفين قطعوا عيالها خيتهم في حضنها وحط راس عليهم وقالت له يا رب اطلقني بسلام موتوهم قطعوا حتت الثلاث بنات وكانت النتيجة ان المسيح ما حبش سيبها لوحدها اطلق سراحها اكلمكم حقيقة على الام لسه عايشة دلوقتي دي اخر قصة اقولها لكم A lady, she was 17 years old. She was from a wealthy family, educated, well educated, and she was very pretty. And a man came to marry her. The man was 30 years older than her. 30 years. And he has 7 children. Why this young girl would accept that? Because her dad told her, go and serve. That girl, why did she agree? Her dad told her, you have to serve. Serving 7 children and their dad, and he's 30 years older than her. Why? أي منطق يخلي بنت عندها 17 سنة تقدر تتجوز واحد 30 سنة أكبر منها وعنده 7 عيال علشان تخدم؟ And that girl, البنت ديت كان جميلة جدا ومتعلمة ومن عيلة غنية. قصة حقيقية اللي بحكيها دي. She decided with her God she has to serve. And she served that family of 7. And she got another 3 children. So they were serving 10 children. 7 not of her womb and 3 of her womb and her husband. That lady, her main character was very peaceful, silent, and serving, sacrificing. The older child was older than her. And what was the result of her serving? The result of her serving, the fruits were as such. 2 priests, a wife of a priest, 2 who are serving as administrators in the school, her grandchildren, 1 a bishop, 1 of them is a bishop, the other is a priest, and 3 were requested to come to be priests. What did she do? She followed 1 Peter 3, so silent. And her example was the example which took the 10 children and their children, her grandchildren, mostly living in the church and consecrating their life. When we see a mother like this, we have to kneel before her, because every mother has a good example or a bad example. If a mother could lead her children to eternity and consecrating all their life to Jesus Christ, at the time of her departure, will tell Jesus Christ, thank you, my mission is done. أي أم بتدي مثل حلو لعيالها وتقودهم للملكوت زي إفنيكي ولويس مع تيموساوس، أي أم هتوصل عيالها أنهم يكرسوا حياتهم المسيح، سواء رهبان أو شمامسة أو كهنة أو خدام، without pushing at all them to go to church, just looking at her seeing her praying with her ajbiyah and her silence. مثل بتصلي على طول في هدوء ترفعش حسها خلى كل عيالها ولاد مسيح هيجي الوقت اللي لما ربنا يطلبها انها تطلع هتقول اشكرك يا رب العمل الذي اعطيتني قد ايه قد اكملته. كل ام النهارده في عيد الام ارجو تكونوا كلكم امهات نور, كلكم امهات تدوا قدوه حلوه لعيالكم, عيالكم يتلموا حواليكم النهارده عشان ياخدوا بركتكم, بركه الفضائل اللي فيكم وبركه محبتكم وبركه حنيتكم. ربنا يخلي لنا كل الامهات في عيد الام له المجد دائما ابديا امين.
بسم الله يا ابن الرحمه بسم الله الواحد. اظن انا مش محتاج للتعليق على دكتور نبيل, لكن بس خطر ببالي حاجة عجيبة, يعني هي ضروري خطرت ببالكم برضو. ما أعجب أن ربنا يدينا إله النور وخالق النور, النور الحقيقي الذي يضيء لكل إنسان آتي للعالم, أن يكلمنا النهاردة بلسان الدكتور نبيل اللي النهاردة برضو عيد الست العذراء أم النور وعيد الأمهات اللي هم بيدوا أولادهم نور الحياة وفي إنجيل النور النهاردة. مش عارف ربنا عايز يقول لنا إيه, ويكلمنا بلسان الدكتور نبيل اللي ربنا خد منه نعمة نظنها إنها النور, لكن كلماته كانت أقوى وأكثر إضاءة من كل نور صحيح. ما أعجب إن ربنا يعلمنا بلسانه. ديديموس الضرير كان مدير الكليريكية زمان وكان ضرير, على ما أظن أن القديس أنطونيوس بعت له قال له لا تحزن يا ديديموس لأجل نعمة يتساوى فيها الإنسان والحيوان معا, لكن افرح لأن الله أعطاك ما هو أعظم بكثير. إحنا الحقيقة خدنا بركة كبيرة قوي بوجود الدكتور نبيل معانا لمدة أكثر من أسبوع. الواحد مش عارف يقول ربنا عوضه, وأضم صلواتي إلى صلواتكم كما أظن أنكم أنتم كلكم بتصلوا من أجله أن ربنا يديله الصحة والعمر ليخدم أكتر وأكتر, وأنه برضو زي ما طلبنا منه أنه في كل عيد مريم مرقص يجي لنا. لربنا كل مجد من الآن والأبد.